Sixth parak of Psach Mishnah Basis is pertaining to the last discussion, Machlekes Rav Lezner Chachamim, whether taking it mechutz l'tchum, bringing it mechutz l'tchum from Pesach chutz l'tchum on Shabbos is day for Shabbos. Rav Lezner, Alek Dino, which Kal v'Chayim, a man shchita shim mishum alocha day for Shabbos, shchita which is a malocha day right, day for Shabbos, eilu shim mishum shavuz, leitach chutz l'Shabbos. Taking it out of the tchum, which is in the rabbanon, or taking off his belt will come out when it already dried up. Or no, not when it dried up, but when you're doing with the shinoi, kalacha yad, which is in the rabbanon. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Yontav Yechiyach. I'll prove you from Yontav that your logic is not sound. Why? Shatir ba mishum alocha, vasha mishum shus. Alocha itself, they permitted alichul nefesh, which is alocha, and they answered Shavuos to bring the chutz l'tchum. You're not allowed to bring an animal chutz l'tchum. It's only used to drop on him, but he says, since you could have done it before Yantas, it's not Deicha. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Maze Yeshua. What are you telling me? Maya Rishus mi mitzvah. What are you bringing Raya from a case where you're not going to be mevatel about mitzvah by the drop on him? It's only Rishus. You want to eat meat. So he said, don't eat meat. You want to eat food. Don't eat food. That's chutz l'tchum. That's brought in from chutz l'tchum. But I hear what somebody's going to lose out the whole Kol Pesach. Hey, Shul Rabbi Kiva. Yom Ha'azot Techiach Shi Mitzvah Im Rishushus V'Nedeich Ha'za Shabbos. Azot will disprove what you're saying. It's a mitzvah, and Azot means sprinkling the blood on the Tamei Mace. That the seventh day came out on Shabbos, which was Erev Pesach. So what's the mice over there? If he's going to get this hazdah, he's going to become tahar, and then we have to bring the korban pesach. If not, he can remain tahar. He won't be able to bring the korban pesach because he won't be able to eat it at night. So he said that this concept of hazdah, which is din rabbanan, will disprove it. Why? Because it's also mitzvah, so shavuot, and day for the Shabbos. We see that not every rabbanan was permitted to. Sometimes chachamim wanted to keep the gzeir intact, even though it's going to cause you to lose out a mitzvah deraisa. It's a korban pesach, which is a efesh yish b'kot. After all the time of the eilah, shaf el pi, she mitzvah v'im v'shavuz, v'yichot v'shabbos. The same thing with these things, it won't be very for Shabbos, of bringing the animal chutz l'tchum and biting off its moon support. All right, lezo, lecha nidot, and that gufa, I'm also challenging. Ma'am shkidu shim shim alocha v'yichot v'shabbos, ha'zor shim shavuz, v'yichot 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 sprinkling of the water of the paraduma on this person to make him toast, so he should be able to bring carbon pesach. She also needs a Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, Ichilo, so are you saying already logic? Say the other way around. What's your starting point? Is your starting point the fact that Hazor is permitted? Or no, that's up for discussion. And may also say the other way around. Say that Hazor is Isidra Bonnet, not the Ichaz Shabbos. Take that as a given. And Mela, learn that from Yoka Avachayim, Shchita Shemishim Lochin, and Din Shalit Titcha Shabbos. You can learn that from there that Shchita can't be the Ichaz Shabbos. So, Lamaitim, that it was posted to him Hazor is only Rabbanan, and even so, the assumption at the beginning of the Gemara was it's not Deicha. He was pushing him that it's not Deicha Shabbos. Maybe if you can make the type of logic you're making, you're going to have to learn out also that Shita is not Deicha Shabbos. So I'm going to keep a carton mashu because of a teir of a mayadi. You can make this kind of claim from Hazor, which you're saying is a given that cannot be done on Shabbos. So who then Shchita can't be uprooting a part of this is clearly that on its prescribed time you're allowed to bring the korban of the yontif, even if it's going to call out on Shabbos, name the korban of Shabbos. Amalei Rebbe, Havelei Moed Le'elo, K'moed Le'Shchita. He said that bring me a specific time for all these things, like there is for Shchita. In other words, Rekiva's final time was, if you, according to your logic, that you do not take into account the fact I could have done it before yontif, before Shabbos, then you're going to come out with this Kav HaChayim, which is going to Asher Shechita, which is against the Torah. But I hope the whole Kav HaChayim is wrong. You can't learn a Kav HaChayim from something that you cannot do before Shabbos to something which you can't do before Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi Akiva holds to something you could have done before Shabbos, not to Eichel Shabbos, even if this is Rabbanon. Kolam Rabbi Akiva, come Lachos Shabbos, this is Shabbos, and it is the Shabbos. And Lachos, you could have done before Shabbos, even if it's Rabbanon, it's not to Eichel Shabbos, even if it's Tov Kolam Pesach, and you can lose Tov Kolam Pesach, since you could have done it before, and it's not to Eichel Shabbos. Shechita, Shiyav Shabbos, this is Shabbos, to Eichel Shabbos. Shechita, which you cannot do beforehand, even though it's a Deraisa, it's to Eichel Shabbos.